We are inviting you to come tomorrow. You can use, if you are maybe you are coming from Matero, you can use Lumumba. There's Obama bus. In Lima Tower, there's also Obama bus. City Market, there's Obama bus. You can use those buses to come and lead us there.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you very much.
That was Pastor Shimba. So we are still open to questions and any other things that you may have. So the same number you can call us through, 0975-095861. We are going to respond to your questions. This has been the Hour of Dominion, and I'm Pastor Ronald Kampamba. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Shalom, shalom.
For tuning in, this has been the Hour of Dominion from World Dominion Church International, sponsored by Gospel Partners. Tune in to One Love Radio every Saturday at 12 hours. God bless you.
Shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Present the main news on One Love Radio. My name is Mumba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Faweza celebrates 30 years of service. Government gives 14 hectares of land to COMESA. In international headlines, massive numbers killed by gunmen in latest Nigeria attack. And in sports, Chakawa reviews target ahead of Run United's clash. And other news in detail. The Ministry of Education has reaffirmed its commitment to strengthening partnerships aimed at expanding access to quality education for all learners. Speaking during Faweza's 30 years anniversary celebration, Ministry of Education Permanent Secretary Kelvin Mambwe commended the collaboration between the government and the Forum for the African Women Educationalists in Zambia, Faweza, describing it as a partnership anchored on the shared vision of ensuring that every child, regardless of gender or socio-economic background, has access to quality education. Mr. Mambwe says collaborations with Faweza have reinforced national education priorities and contributed significantly to global commitments including Sustainable Development Goal 4 and Sustainable Development Goal number 5.
Your government has therefore taken deliberate steps of courting collaboration with cooperating partners such as yourself, Faweza, and others who may be here to address this challenge by supporting initiatives that provide sanitary products to vulnerable learners, strengthening water, sanitation, and hygiene facilities in schools, and promoting awareness on mental health and dignity for the child. These interventions are helping to ensure that no girl is forced to miss school because of a natural biological process. We are encouraged that partners such as Faweza and others continue to complement government efforts through mentorship programs, advocacy, and the promotion of safe and gender-responsive learning environments.
And Faweza has announced the recruitment of a third cohort of beneficiaries under its education support program, targeting about 800 learners across the country. Faweza Executive Director Constant Kanchele says the initiative aims to create opportunities for young people who aspire to pursue science, technology, engineering and mathematics STEM courses but did not initially meet university entry requirements.
We also want to continue contributing to enhancing and quality of education by rolling out robust psychosocial support initiatives with a myriad number of power models, because we know that a student, despite having made the financial constraints, they can still drop out if they are not supported. So we have a number of modules that we are going to roll out in the institution that we are working on. We have, for example, the family. That's what we have here, because the family doesn't understand.
Meanwhile, Faweza Africa Executive Director Martha Muwezi noted that sustained investments in girls' education over the past three decades have produced visible results, with many beneficiaries becoming teachers, doctors, engineers, and other professionals.
And over the years, Faweza has contributed significantly shaping the education policy and practices that have opened doors for girls across Zambia. There is no question about that. We all listen to the testimony through the documentary. But together, as a network, we challenge together quite a number of innovations. The general response to pedagogy has already been mentioned, empowering teachers. You cannot have quality education without quality teachers. And therefore, we need to put a lot of support in supporting our teachers if we want our learners to get quality education.
And Faweza National Chairperson Enala Tembo Mwase added that the organization has supported thousands of vulnerable learners through scholarships, mentorship programs, and self-learning spaces, contributing to progress in gender equality and improved education outcome across the country.
The Ministry of Education deeply values the partnership with Faweza. Together, we have worked to promote policies, including supporting young mothers to reclaim their school places, strengthen guidance and counseling in schools, and create safe and supportive learning environments. These milestones have not been achieved in isolation, but through collaboration, trust, and shared efforts. Ladies and gentlemen, Faweza's strategies of policy influence, demonstrative intervention, capacity building, and partnership, not forgetting network, have contributed to the celebrated results of gender parity at enrollment at both primary and secondary school levels.
Malambo constituency strongman Vigo Ngoma has expressed admiration for the independent parliamentary aspirant Beth Lungu Barry, FLB, describing her as a powerful force on the ground. Ngoma explains that despite not holding a ruling seat, Ms. Lungu has continued to make her presence felt strongly across the constituency. He notes that her work has been widely appreciated, with communities openly recognizing her contributions and initiatives. Ngoma emphasized that Faith Lungu's outreach, including support for schools, clinics, churches, and sporting activities, have won her recognition across Malambo East. Now, government says it has put in place mechanisms to effectively follow up on investment pledges expected from the Luapula Investment Expo 2026 to ensure that the commitments translate into tangible economic development for the province. Luapula Province Permanent Secretary, Mrs. Prudence Chinama Kangwa, said this on Friday during a stakeholder engagement meeting with the business community in Mansa, where discussions centered on preparations for the upcoming expo were held. Mrs. Kangwa says the Luapula Investment Expo 2026, which is scheduled for the 20th to the 24th of April at Kaole Stadium in Mansa, is expected to be even more impactful as the provincial administration has put in place systems to track and implement investment commitments arising from the event. She acknowledged that the inaugural Luapula Expo held in 2017, which